and we're learning Klal Tzayin, and we're starting Sim Gimel. So the Chayyarim now clarifies the third condition of the concept of Samach. So we've discussed that it has to be done by Yodoy, as opposed to Kli. It has to be the good from the bad, with some exceptions, according to Chayyarim, and other opinions say with no exceptions. And also there has to be Samach, so it has to be Miyad for immediate use. So a person chose the good from the bad with his hands, so he seems to be doing everything right. But however, does this not to use it for the immediately upcoming meal, but for the meal which he's going to do later in the day. He did Breira in the morning with intent to use that food only in the afternoon. Chayiv. So that's going to be chayiv. Sharei ze barer mamish. That's considered barer. The davka masharot alecho la'altar loy mikri breira in bira ochel b'yodah. Something which a person wants for immediate use. So that's part of the chila process. Chazal took the chila process and extended it to immediately prior to the meal as well, but it has to be prior to the meal if it's going to be for a subsequent meal down the road. So right now you're not in the eating mode, you're in the preparatory mode of changing the side and making it ready to use when you need it. That is considered the chashivas of the ma'aseh barer. That which you want to use for this immediate meal, if you do it by hand, is not considered barer. If you do it with a kli, it is, but if you do it by hand, it's not considered barer. But if it's for later on, that's avamash shen tzorach lechol alter. That which he does not need to eat immediately, and he's doing braver now for that in the future, is chayiv. So nimsa haklal shen mutter, but liver rakshia by dalatanoi. So according to the chayyarim, we're going to say that there are four criteria that a person has to meet to allow a burr. So each one of these criteria is going to be ma'akev in the heter of Breira is going. So in other words, you have to have, it's not enough to have one of them to allow Breira, you have to have all of them to allow Breira. Now most poskim can put together a list of three things. The Chayyarim is going to have four. The fourth is because he discusses the difference in the quantity of the usable items and the non-usable items, the Eichel and the Psalus. We mentioned already that many places disagree with him in that regard. So they only have three conditions. So what are his four conditions? She Eichel Meruba al the Psalus. There has to be more Eichel than Psalus, so therefore this way is considered Derek Brewer to take the Eichel, excuse me, it's going to have the Heter Brewer to take the Eichel, because in a situation where you have more of one item, that you tend to take that item, it's easier just to take the smaller item. Here he's taking the larger item, the item which is more popular, which is more tircha. That's part of the heter, the chayyarim says. So taking off the situation where the Eichel is much more than the psalus, taking the psalus is normal, and taking the Eichel is abnormal. But, so you can't be matur taking the Eichel from the psalus, you can't take matur taking the psalus from the Eichel either. So you need it tonight, there has to be more Eichel than psalus. Beis, shiver, ha-Eichel, b'techa psalus, ha-hepach, this we're familiar with, that a person has to take the good from the bad. Gimel, shiver, davka, b'yodoy, b'loy, b'kli. A person cannot do this with a kli, a person has to do it by hand. And dalit shall yiver rak mashet sarach l'sudu zu, v'davka samach l'sudu. And the fourth condition is that it has to be done for the immediate meal that you're preparing for, and it has to be done samach l'sudu. Now the person would say that samach l'sudu extends, so even someone which I need at the end of the meal, I'm allowed to do before the meal starts, as long as I'm within the valid preparatory time for the meal. So if a person takes half an hour to set the table, cut up the salad, make the platters, whatever they're going to be doing for the meal. So once the person starts in that time frame, burr is going to be mutter, even though the item that they're actually being burr will not be consumed until 2 hours later. But that's going to be mutter because it's immediately adjacent to the meal, is considered part of the meal. Here's an interesting question, which is, we know the burr extends beyond foods. Burr extends to other items as well. What would the shear be, or is there a shear for these other items? So we'll give an example, Hashem, and tomorrow's shear. Meanwhile, have a good day.